when you ask them to be seated, would it make any difference in what you say of whether they're his family or it's neighbors or?
No, I don't think it would. I don't think it'd make any difference. I'd just tell them to come on here and have a chair and come on and get up to the table and let's see.
And after you said grace, you don't want everybody to wait until things get passed. What would you tell them?
No, we always set our table in a manner that that everyone helps themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times, we've had high as 16 and 18 on our table at one time, putting a big extension on the table for Christmas when grandkids and children are all home. A lot of times here of late, my wife and daughter-in-laws and my daughter, they'll suggest leaving all the stuff in the kitchen and let each one help his own plate. You see, that saves a lot of trouble when we're on the dining table. Go back to the table, eat up here. Or you can come out here and eat, it doesn't make any difference. Times change. I say time sure change.
Somebody offers you something and you decide not to take it, what do you say?
I said, no thank you.
And if you have one of these big meals and you prepare more food than you needed, and you're going to serve it a second time, you say this food's been what?
Leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Have a kind of like soup or cereal where you take cornmeal and water and stir it up.
So do we ever have that? No, as I know what you might be have reference to. Long time ago when animal was seriously sick, not in the hospital but at home, we'd cook what they call a gruel.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd season it with chicken.
Chicken?
Chicken gruel, that is a good cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. What's the general thing? General name for peas, beets, and that sort of thing.
What's the general name for things that's left over?
No, for just that type of food. Peas, beets, beans, potatoes, whatever.
Vegetables is all I know, left over vegetables.
Yeah, what would you call a place where you grow vegetables?
Hmm?
What would you call a place where you
garden?
Garden. What is the kind of plant that, well, it's a main food in China and most of Asia, I guess.
Rice.
Do you have any names for illegal whiskey?
There's a hang of a lot of them. White Lightning, Moonshine, and all kind of names for it. Like I heard old guy on my favorite only program I look at. It was on Friday night. Hee Haw. You ever look at that?
Yeah.
What's that fat guy's name? He's a Georgia cracker.
Junior.
Junior. Junior says, don't tell me. He says, they tell me that happiness can't be bought. He said, don't tell me that. He said, I just bought a half a gallon of it.
What about if it's any particular name you use if it's really bad or it's unsafe. Do you have a special one?
You mean of
illegal whiskey?
Illegal whiskey? Well, I've heard a lot of guys call it rot gut. I don't know what's the name. I don't know what you have reference to, but I don't drink myself. And I've never bothered up with it. But